Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to WBHM Digital Broadcasting out of Birmingham, Alabama. The opinions of hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the opinion of this network.
You are listening to WBHM Digital Broadcasting, the best in paranormal talk, only on Paranormal Experience Radio. Broadcasting live out of Birmingham, Alabama. This is Ghost Talk with 187 PI. Sit back and prepare yourselves for an adventure into the paranormal world with host Shelley Robertson and 187 PI research team. Ghost Talk is broadcasting live from Ohio's most haunted jail. Learn about their ongoing research at the jail and abroad, investigation techniques, and their personal encounters. Here is your host of Ghost Talk and 187 PI founder, Shelley Robertson.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Ghost Talk Radio. With me is your host, Shelley Robertson. And tonight, we are broadcasting live from the Old Paulding Jail. And who I have in the makeshift studio with me tonight, Rhonda Trammell. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, everybody.
And of course, you all know, she's not just my team member. She's my, assistant. Pick up the pieces on everything. And also she's my cousin in real life. So we thought tonight it would be pretty fun to just do, you know, the round table and talk about what we've been doing and what's coming up and all the new things that's going on and how busy we've been lately, which is how busy have we been, Rhonda?
Oh my gosh. I go to bed. I go home to sleep.
Well, sometimes you sleep here.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm here, but most times I'm just at my house asleep.
So we have been very busy. We've had a very busy con season. We just got back from FCI Con last weekend, which if y'all haven't been to Indiana State Sanitarium, you all need to go check it out. It's a pretty amazing place. I mean, just on a little bit of walkthrough. So we were getting talking.
It was quite amazing. I mean, just to see, it's almost like they just picked up and left.
It is. There's records there. There's stuff back at the nurse's station. There's it's exactly that. It looks like all the doctors and all the patients just picked up and left everything. It was
amazing to see all of that there.
And we were getting, just for the brief, we went up Friday night and Adam Kimmel, who runs the property out there along with the owner, he's like, yeah, you guys can go check out the building. So we're like, yeah, let's go check it out. And the con was actually Saturday. So we were there probably, I don't know, an hour at most, probably. Yeah. And right away, we were getting disembodied voices as we're walking through different areas. And there was a lot of stuff going on around the nurse's station, I noticed.
Yes, the air was different in there.
Yeah, and we were getting talking and just different. It was a whole different vibe around that nurse's station.
Definitely.
And we weren't able to, because time constraints, you know, we had to travel 3.5 hours for that con, but they had then had an investigation Saturday night, and we wished we could have stayed for that, but we couldn't this time. But we're going to go back to do an investigation there. Because
I really think it'd be a great investigation.
And all the stuff, all the experiments we try, I think it'd be perfect to try there because it is so active already. So, yeah, if you guys get a chance, check out Indiana State Sanitarium. It's in Rockville, Indiana, and you can, you know, connect with Addie Gaddis or Adam Kimmel on Facebook.
I mean, it was like a whole nother village. I mean, it was just like,
oh yeah, the property itself, there is a mansion on it, there is all kinds of other buildings. It's a huge operation. Like I think you would need probably to investigate all that properly,
yes,
a whole damn week.
Oh yeah,
pardon my language, folks, but I'm serious.
Seriously, really huge. They had their own water tower. I mean,
it was a self-sustaining hospital, yes, community back, yes, there. I mean, yeah, you would need to do it proper. I think a week.
I mean, that was just
definitely book more than one night. I'm serious.
With the tunnels, they didn't have to go outside.
Oh yeah, there's tunnels that go all over too. I mean, that's an amazing property.
You do, if you get a chance, you really need to go and investigate that.
Yeah, very, very awesome property. We got to meet up with over the weekend, talk with the gals from Wildwood Sanitarium in New York. Mm-hmm.
Which we're going to that property.
Yeah, we're going to go visit that property in the spring. I'm pretty excited about that. Wildwood Sanitarium.
That's going to be a fun investigation.
Yes, I think it will be too. I think it'll be very good.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, and we're trying to get a date together for them so they can come visit the jail. And that's going to be exciting to have them here too. Very nice ladies that run Wildwood. I can't say enough niceness about them.
Very sweet, down to earth people.
Yes, very nice people. So what we got coming up, so here's some more. We still got a couple cons coming up. So we got Madison Seminary, and that's September 17th in Madison, Ohio. It's a Saturday con. I think they got a ghost hunt going on that night.
Yes.
Look it up. MadCon 5. You can find it on Facebook. It's everywhere. We will be there.
So come visit our booth and come chat us up.
Chat us up. And, you know, instead of just hearing us chatty patty on the air, you could chatty patty us live. It's even much more better.
I think you'd be amazed how much different it is.
Well, I'd be amazed at how they notice how my ADD goes from one sentence to a whole nother subject and back again, you know. But and plus you can, if you come see us at MadCon, you can also
check out that building. I mean, that looks amazing.
Yes, and I'm really excited about checking that out Friday and Saturday.
I am also.
We are going to be taking part in the investigation on Saturday night, especially. We're looking forward to.
They're just a nice bunch of people
that run that. They really are.
Oh my gosh, can't say enough good things about them.
Oh no, and I'll tell you what. Adam has got a lot of projects going, and he's doing a magnificent job. Addie helps hold the reins down on all the properties, and they've got a pretty good team holding it together, I'm telling you.
I think so, because we know what it's like just to, you know, to be here.
To do one and try to do restorations on one.
To add alone, you know, three, you know.
Yeah, no.
I give them credit where credit is due.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm just like, Well, the funny thing was, when right after I bought the jail, it wasn't like 2 months into buying the jail, we didn't even have it completely ready to let the public in yet, and I got an email from some folks over there about Fairfield Infirmary, and they're like, yeah, it was the county poorhouse and it was this and it was that, and they was telling me the history. The guy shot a walkthrough, sent me the video. I still have the email. They were wanting me to buy it to save it from demolition. And I'm like, oh, I just bought the jail. And I think it'd be, if I did get that property, it's an amazing property. And I told him that at the time. I said, it's a fabulous property. And I just hope somebody gets it so it doesn't get torn down.
Absolutely.
And, but if I get that property, it's going to be just more than, more than I can chew.
Yeah, you know? I understand that. I mean,
so I'm like, and I didn't even go and meet them and look at it in person, because I'm like, nah, I'd want it. And realistically, I just got this one, and you know, it's a whole project in itself. And so luckily, Adam, I don't know exactly when he got it, but it's a good thing that somebody did get it. So,
yes. I mean,
and he's doing a really good job with it too.
That building is amazing.
It's very nice. We were there for this year's con and last year's con, and those cons turned out really well.
They do a very nice job with
them. I think so.
I mean, they do a good job. Say enough about them. I mean,
yeah,
that's a lot to put on, you know, and they absolutely do what needs to be done.
And he's coming on ways with the building too.
And so, you know, the charity thing is just that icing on top of the cake.
Well,
you know?
That's what I think is the best part of it.
It is. I mean,
we donate hunts to all of them because they go to cystic fibrosis, and he does a great job.
Which
I mean,
is outstanding. I mean, I just, that's great.
Yeah. So MadCon is next. And then if you can't come to MadCon September 17th and see us, guess what, folks? Get your gambling pants ready, because we are going to be at the Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant November 6th. You can come see us there and, you know, take your chance, spin a couple of, you know,
spin the wheel a couple of times. You win it big, come over to our booth.
and buy all my wares. There you go.
You'll come home with double the pleasure.
Right. So, yeah. So we'll be at Soaring Eagle Casino November 6th in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And that's going to wrap it up for us for con season. I think we've had 5 this year.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, 5. And I think that's all we can physically handle by putting together. Like some of you who've been to the jail on numerous occasions or seen us at the cons, you know that we do a lot of oils and we do candles, and now we're doing soaps and stuff like that. So I can't say it enough. We are a working team for sure.
Working team with paranormal and some other things on top of it.
Right. We do not have any downtime. I don't think at all, basically.
Well, we get a little bit of break when we don't have our con.
You got 2 days this week. That's all you get.
Wow. What am I? Let's see. Where do I want to go for those 2 days?
You did laundry and stuff.
I'll be doing housework those 2 days.
But I mean, yeah. So we are going to do the last big merch building push this next couple of weeks for the last 2 cons, and we love getting together and meeting all the people, and
we've met quite a bit of interesting people out there.
Yes, we have.
It's been crazy, but I mean, they're just fabulous. They come and chat us up, and
some of them we've made new friends, and it's been really great.
We've networked a little bit with some other people, some other teams. And
so speaking of the con from last week, Indiana State Sanitarium in Rockville, one of my good friends and volunteers for the team, Jenna, and her and her husband, Scott, they also do, they got their own little thing going also. They volunteer for the jail. They sponsor the jail with equipment. And they, Jenna and Scott Investigates. They're the ones that's got the boo tube and the boo lights. She does some great, just some beautiful scrying mirrors and some gazing balls, and she's added some skulls this year that are just out of this. Oh my God.
They were nice.
I love them.
The skulls are nice.
Yeah. They're great big gazing skulls, you know, and she does her thing with moon water. And I don't know the process, and I couldn't tell you even if I did, because you know, it's the secret. All of us proprietors have secrets, you know?
Yep.
So, but anyways, so she made a scrying mirror for me here at the jail, and it's in an antique frame. She did it. And matter of fact, it's the first black scrying mirror, Rhonda, I have ever had. You know, I've never used even a black scrying mirror.
I don't think I have either. I think the only scrying mirrors I've used were the
regular looking mirrors. Yeah. And the funny thing is, so she brings it to the con, she shows it to me, I look at it, it's beautiful, I put it back in its bubble wrap, and I put it in a box, and I set the box in the car. I told Vincent, when you pack, be careful, this is fragile, this box is very fragile. So we get back to the jail, we're unpacking the car. I said, be very careful, this is the fragile box. And he was sitting in the hallway. And so I come in today and I'm cleaning up the chaos from last week, because we have a private team coming in tonight. And plus we got a public tomorrow. I mean, we're just very busy people. And I unwrap the mirror and I'm taking it to the office, and I see there's words smudged into it. And I'm like, oh my goodness. The words, and I showed it to Rhonda when she got up here. I'm like, what do you make of this? The words that's smudged into this scrying mirror is tell her. So obviously somebody has something to tell me, and I don't know what it is, but I was going to wash it off. And I'm like, let me clean it off and see if some more words come about. But I think I'm going to leave the words, and I'm going to do a scrying session with the words on there and see if a visionary comes from the words, you know.
I think so. I think it'd be worthwhile to try.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too, because that was very odd. Number one, never having a black mirror, and number two, those words showing up over the week while I've not been here.
And you looked at the mirror, right, when she
yes.
gave it to you?
Yes.
It was not there.
Was absolutely not there. I wrapped it back up, put it in the box, and brought it here. And I'm like, okay. Huh.
We've had a lot of like transient ghosts coming through. I mean, I don't know if it's something to that measure, or, you know, we've been trying to do Nancy's case forever. Trying to find out who killed her. So is it something to that extent? You just don't know.
It could be anything. I don't know what.
Well,
so
with all the stuff coming up with Nancy, you know.
Yeah, because if anybody's been following the Nancy Eagleson case from up here at the jail, which is very interesting, I really feel for the family. We get bits and pieces from the ghost, and I was hoping to have a breakthrough before Nancy's mom passed, and she passed a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we weren't successful, so I was really disappointed in that, because the bits and pieces, doing the follow-up, we couldn't come up with anything. So her mom passed, and her sisters are working in conjunction with a couple of organizations. They are didn't they get it approved to
yes.
Yeah, they're going to exhume Nancy, and another operation organization is going to help pay for extensive DNA testing. So they're hoping this is the last ditch effort to try to find anything that maybe could point to who killed her. So they're going to exhume her body and run DNA tests on everything, you know.
I mean,
so
that has to be a nightmare. I mean, I know, you know, it's been, what, 60 years ago.
But still, you thinking about it, it going on that whole time, that would just be eating at you.
It would be. I mean, that would eat at me if it was my family member. I'd be like, I need to know.
Especially immediate family member.
Well, yeah.
You know, Oh, your child.
And the younger sister was even with her.
Yeah, yeah. She was only 5 years old at the time. And she blames herself, you know. There's nothing she could have done at 5 years
old.
No, absolutely. She did all she could do. She ran and told.
Yes.
She did all she could do.
Could you imagine the nightmares?
No. I know. I feel bad for her. I really do.
Nice family.
Yeah, nice family. And I hope that, I mean, it's a long shot, folks. It really is. But I hope they get something.
Absolutely. We're trying our best to get what we can get.
And it's bits and pieces. And it might be like, they'll give us a name or they'll give us something. And then it might be months will go by before they give us any more. Something else. And it's like, oh gosh, come on, you know. But they do it on their own time, you know.
Like you're sitting at the edge of your seat with this good Halloween thriller or something, you know, waiting for the more, and it just,
you're right, when's it gonna come, you know? Because I feel that with all the work we've done up here at the jail, and we've done a lot of different things, and we've done birthday parties, and we've done
which I think they just love that. I mean, it's just amazing how they
up and turn out for the birthday parties. I am telling you, if people out there listening, you've got to experience birthday parties. And we have to go to this short break because, you know, that's what we do. And we'll be back after the short break. You are listening to Ghost Talk Radio on WBHM-DV.
Warning, the following message does not necessarily reflect the views of WBHM-DV or its hosts, guests, listeners, or of any functioning adult in general. In fact, Frank should probably seek professional help. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi there. Frank Lee here. I thought that I would spend a few moments telling you about the positivity from the network here. The overall message of para-unity and happiness and how everyone here wants to get along with everyone out there and how everything is just wonderful. Wait. Cat's not looking. Okay, I've got something to really tell you.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what's really going on. Honestly, all that being nice and positive crap was kind of hurting my soul, as dark as it is. So, what's really happening? You see it all the time. Everybody and their brother out there has a paranormal team because they watched a couple of episodes of Ghost Hunters or some crap like that. So they go and they spend half their mortgage payment on tools and things that light up that they don't understand. And then the next logical step after buying matching black t-shirts and posing like 90s rappers for their Facebook page is to, of course, have their own podcast. Well, you know what? You're not going to find that crap here. What we have here at WBHM Digital Broadcasting is the best host, the best guest, bringing you real information. All of the hosts here on this network know their stuff. They are the people who have been out there doing the work, doing actual research. And no, by research, I don't mean binge watching some kind of cheesy TV show on Netflix. I mean reading books. I mean out in the field doing the legwork. And who are they interviewing on their shows? They're bringing you the people they have learned from. They're bringing you the best in the field, covering all kinds of topics from UFOs and aliens to Bigfoot to cryptozoology to ghosts to anything you can think of a bit strange and unexplained. It is here, and you're going to get the best information here. So stay tuned to WBHM Digital Broadcasting. Don't go anywhere. Speaking of going somewhere, I've got to go before my mic gets cut. We'll see you there on WBHM DB.
Welcome back to Ghost Talk Radio. With me is your host, Shelley Robertson. And tonight we are broadcasting live from Ohio's most haunted jail, the old Paulding Jail. And in the makeshift office studio, I have Rhonda Trammell with me tonight. And she is, you know, not only my buddy, my assistant, my person that keeps everything together, but we're also cousins, and I mean, we're family.
Yeah.
we're she's in it to win it, you know what I'm saying? For the duration. She doesn't get time off. Did you hear that, Rhonda? No time off for you. So we're talking about, prior to the break, you know, all the different things that we've tried up here, because one of my goals is, and I'm sure Rhonda agrees with it, one of the goals is to find out what's really going on the other side, where we could be hobbyists, and there's nothing wrong with hobbyists. So I'm not beating them up. I'm not. There is an excitement. There is a thrill going place to place to place to place to place all the time, and using your equipment and gadgets. And what I find great about hobbyists when they come here, sometimes they bring us a little something
that we do try. If somebody brings something, we're willing to try it. You know?
Right, right. So there is a need for the hobbyists. Okay. I'm not saying anything against it, because there's a need for it. But we are a little more than hobbyists. We are actually got some theories, do some studies. I mean, far more than what anybody sees coming to our public hunts. Now, you might get a little taste of something that we're working on, but for the most part, we're in here all the time doing stuff. And I'm sure the town is wondering, when they see us go in and don't come out for days, what are they doing in there? We haven't seen them for days. What are they doing?
Are they vampires?
Yeah, are they vampires? But, you know, so some of the stuff that I have shared with the public is the birthday parties, because they're just so much fun. And it sounds crazy to have birthday parties for dead people, for ghosts. But, you know, I've come to find, being up here all the time, day in and day out, and I'm here every single week, at least 3 days since I bought the place, almost every week. Yeah. So I'm just going to tell you, you get to develop relationships. There's like the sheriff, he talks to me all the time. If he's not talking to me, it's because he's not here.
I believe that also.
Yes, because we do know now that they travel and they go do things. They carry on business in the afterlife. Like,
they might be going to visit their family. They do different things, you know.
Yeah, and we found this out through special investigations. And we have one coming up. And we did it last year because I just had a hunch. I'm like, hey, I know it's a sensitive time for everybody. And I feel bad for all the families who lost loved ones. Trust me, I feel for you. I really do. But on the second token, is that it? I got to know how much these spirits know in the afterworld, because I want to know, like, if you don't go to the light, is there a light? I'm not even so sure there's a light yet, because none of them have talked to me about the light yet. Has anyone ever said anything about the light?
No.
None of them's ever said anything about the light yet. So I don't even know for sure there is a light. What I do know for sure is not every person who passes is still here. All right. And I have theories on the ones who are still here. I think you'll be surprised to know Maybe some of them do have unfinished business. Maybe some of them were so attached to a place that they don't want to leave. I can believe that. But I also have theories where some of them can't leave. You know, and that's for another show, because there's a whole big shebang going on with that. But I don't think the ones that are here that we have interacted with have never spoke of the light.
No,
never, not no. once. So I find it, I don't know. I don't know if they've, I think some of the ones here, they like it here.
They do.
They like still doing what they're doing. Okay, so the September 11th. Okay, last year, I'm like, I want to know if they're aware of, because it was such a huge tragedy all across the United States. You know, the whole country felt it. You know what I'm saying? So it was a major event. So I wanted to find out if they knew about it. And what do they know about it, right? So even though it's sensitive, and I thought, well, you know, I might get some backlash for this, but I still got to find out whether I let anybody from the public attend or I do it myself in private. Because, I mean, we do sessions up here that not everyone's invited to, okay? Because, you know, we do.
Well, we're trying to find out the answers and, you know.
Right.
That's the only way you can find out.
Exactly. So we do September 11th, and we did it on September 11th last year. And Vicki Briggs was there. She's in chat. Hi, Vicki. Lori Dorsey was there. She's in chat. Hi, Lori.
Hi, girls.
And, you know, they are really good friends of ours. They're fantastic investigators. They come to the jail a lot. So they're getting relationships, you know, built with these spirits as well. So they were here last year. They're going to be here for this one too. We found out some amazing things last year, and I'm going to tell you all about it because it's going to blow your mind.
I mean, crazy.
You're probably not going to believe us, but I'm going to get the clips out, and not for tonight's show, but I'm going to be posting them online because I haven't yet, because the research into this particular day is not complete, because we have to do it again. Because when you have something happen, you need to do it again, and you need to do it again, and you need to do it again. And then you got to be peer reviewed, and you got to see what, you know, that's the research aspect of it. So I haven't really released anything, but those who were there have their own also footage and clips and everything. So September 11th, we all come to the jail, and I can count on one hand how many times I've been in this building and absolutely nothing happened. Okay. So we're here and we're getting absolutely nothing on September 11th. And I'm like, that's the strangest thing.
I think we had, what, one child that talked to us?
Yeah.
Which was very strange because they're usually all pretty chatty.
Especially the sheriff. And I called for him and nothing. And I'm like, I don't think he's here. You know, or he would acknowledge me at least. If he didn't want to feel like talking much, I would at least, he would let me know he's here.
Absolutely. I think the same.
Yeah. And nothing, just nothing. And I said, well, maybe they went to the memorial. I don't know. So we all decided to take a break till after midnight. And, you know, because technically, after midnight, it's no longer September 11th. So we took a break, and I was just dumbfounded how dead this building, literally dead, this building was. So quiet, nothing. And I'm like, gosh, where is everyone? You know, no transients, no nothing.
No, it was, I think we had one little child pipe up for
a moment.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what is going on? Where is everyone at? So at about 5 after midnight, now it's September 12th, we go to the third floor because I'm one to talk to Sheriff. I'm one to find out where the heck everyone's been and what's going on. And lo and behold, we turn on the Huff portal. If you guys are any familiar with Huff, we built a portal. We don't use an app on it. Like, you know, sometimes Steve Huff puts an app through his. We don't use an app through it. I mean, no need to up here.
No.
A bunch of them were talking. We were hearing what sounded like to us coming across the portal was a train. You know how the train stops and you can hear the doors and everything. And I'm like,
whistles.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, where are you guys? What are you doing? And Lori's like, it sounds like they're on a train. I'm like, it does.
It did.
So several of the ghosts, some of them we don't even know, they said they were on the Amtrak. We have footage of this and we're like, oh, holy crap, they're on a train. It sounds like they're on a train. And just what do you got there in your notes? Because we took really great notes.
We had to make sure we got it all down. But at first it seemed like they were chatting among themselves.
Right. When we first went up. Yeah. It was a lot, you know, like when you get a lot of people together talking.
Yes, that's what it sounded like. They were chatting among themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, one of the spirits said Amtrak. And we were like,
Amtrak, that does sound like a train.
And then they said there was 38 of them.
38 of them on the Amtrak train. And several of the spirits said Amtrak. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I was like, where were you? Where were you at? And not just one. There was several.
Yeah.
They said they were in New York. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they were at the memorial. They were in New York. Okay, so I'm like, okay, so where are you going? And a bunch of them says, home, we're going home, we're going home. And I'm like, okay.
Well, how long do you have?
How long till you get home? And we got mixed answers. We got one said 2 hours, one said 4 hours. And I was like, oh my gosh.
It was insane.
This is the most amazing investigation ever. And so then we heard a baby cry. You got the notes in that, don't you, Rhonda?
Yeah. Before that, we were asking the sheriff if he could control the chaos. And he replied, no, Shelly.
No, Shelly. Because it was just so much. There was so much talking. So many people on this train.
Then we asked them if they wanted to hear some music and they replied, do it, Lori.
Yeah, because Lori likes to play music for the ghosts. And like Lori said in chat just now, you could even hear the brakes of the train. You could hear the brakes. You could hear the door. You could hear it sound like you'll be at a train station. You know what I'm saying?
It was just, I mean, the noise. I mean, it would be like you were sitting at the train station.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just hearing everybody talk and, you know, talk about how long they have on the train. We did finally hear a baby.
Yes, we heard a baby cry. And I said, oh my gosh, whose baby is that? And one of the ghosts pop up and they said, Dina. And I'm like, Dina, who's Dina, who's that?
Never talked to a Dina.
Never, ever, ever. And so this lady piped up and said it was her baby. And what do you got after that, Rhonda?
Let's see. I have the baby. Because they said she wanted to come back here to the jail.
Yeah.
They invited her to come back with them.
The sheriff and Tom
invited Dina to come back, and then we were like, Dina, and then we heard the baby crying
again.
And after that we were like, Dina,
who is that? So in next day, of course, this was weighing on my mind, and I'm like, I gotta look and see if there was a Dina who perished. and 9/11 you know, that happening. So I pulled up the roster of all the people who perished during that event, and there was a woman by the name of Dina, and it said her unborn baby. And that just like, that went through me, like, I can't even tell you how I felt when I read that. We talked to her and we heard her baby.
We did.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
So it just goes to show you, you know, that they are carrying on in some fashion.
They're yes, they are doing things in the afterworld as they may in the living world. That's one of the things that we're finding. And so we said, you know, we have to do the 9/11 study again because of what we got last year. But now this year we're making it a 2-day event. And we're going to start on the 10th because we want prior to them leaving. We want to talk to them prior to them leaving for the memorial. And then we'll speak to them when they come back from the memorial, the morning of the 12th.
See if they brought anybody back with them again. I mean.
Yeah. So we're looking for the 11th to be pretty stagnant. We don't know if we'll get anything at all. We don't know. Last year we did not on the 11th. And we may not this year. But after midnight, if we've got nothing the whole night, we know what's going to happen after midnight.
That was so, chatty patty after midnight.
So we're really interested in doing the conversating on the 10th prior to them leaving because we need to. we need to know.
I mean, do some not go, you know,
who's not going, and how are they getting there? Are they still taking the train there? Are they, what are they doing? You know, where are they catching this train at? You know what I mean? Now I got a whole slew of questions now that I know they were riding a train back. While this is a public investigation, it's kind of a closed public investigation, if you know what I mean. We do have it posted on the board. But for this particular study, we're looking for experienced ghost hunters only for the obvious reasons. Nothing against noobs, okay? It's just that experienced ghost hunters will have more equipment. They will...
They know how to go about doing them. You don't have to explain, you know, oh, we have to be quiet or, you know.
Yeah. I mean, right. Because it's kind of like a controlled investigation. So we're looking for experienced ghost hunters for this. And so we do have a couple of spots open. If you are experienced ghost hunter and you would like to attend this, It's listed on our Facebook page, 187PI. It's also on the board under events on our website. However, you can't access the reservation page without a code. You will have to message us to get the code because it's kind of a controlled study. So if you want to attend, we do have some spots open. The cost is pretty cheap for 2 full days and nights here. You also get dinner on Sunday night on us. And
you can investigate a little bit on your own.
Right. You'll get free time on your own. And Vicky asked a very good question in chat. She's like, is Dina still around or did she move on? And I'm going to tell you, Vicky, this is what's kind of amazing. We have never spoke to Dina since.
We haven't.
She's never popped up again. So obviously she moved on from here. I don't know where though. Maybe we'll see her. We'll talk to her again. I don't know. September 11th. Maybe we will.
We can only see. I mean, that's our research.
But for this one, I'm going to print off the roster because if anybody else pops up, we can quickly look.
Yes.
I'm going to print the roster off. Yes. Yeah, and I'm just really, I'm really looking forward to this. And that's not, September 11th is the only time that we've noticed or found that the ghosts do things. New Year's, for example, we were up here New Year's Eve and I was looking for the sheriff. He was nowhere to be found again. And we had little Audrey pipe up and say he went out to dinner. And I'm like, he went out to dinner? I knew he couldn't have been in the building because he didn't even acknowledge me at all. So, supposedly he went out to dinner and the mayor's wife was also in the party, the dinner party. And I'm like, wow. Okay, I believe that because he definitely is not here right now.
When he's here, he's...
he talks to me. So I was like, huh, where the heck is the sheriff? What's he doing on New Year's Eve? He went out to dinner. So, so dinner. Dinner in the ghost world? What? Do they eat for real? I don't even know. I don't even know. And with that, folks, we will be right back after this brief message. You are listening to Ghost Talk Radio on WBHM-DB, Birmingham, Alabama.
You are listening to WBHM, Digital Broadcasting, the best in paranormal talk, only on Paranormal Experience Radio, broadcasting live out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, come on. I'm Southern, but... nope.
That'll do. Hello, I am Kat Hobson, host of Paranormal Experience here on WBHN Digital Broadcasting out of Birmingham, Alabama. I enjoy having guests from all areas of the paranormal, from ghosts to ufology to cryptids and beyond. You'll find some of the best researchers in their fields bringing you some great information. Join me on Wednesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern here on WBHN Digital Broadcasting.
Since 1948, Fate Magazine has brought you reports of the strange and unknown, all of them true. Fate Radio is carrying on that tradition, bringing you the unusual, macabre, strange, and bizarre. Join host Kat Hobson Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WBHM Digital Broadcasting. Listening to WBHM, Digital Broadcasting, the best in paranormal talk, only on Paranormal Experienced Radio, broadcasting live out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Welcome back to Ghost Talk Radio with me as your host, Shelley Robertson, and we are broadcasting live from the old Paulding Jail in Paulding, Ohio. And who do I have in my studio with me in the makeshift office studio? Rhonda Trammell. Not only is she my hold it together girl, she's also my cousin, my team member, my buddy. And if you missed the first part of the show, no worries, folks. You can listen to the full show archive on Spreaker, Google Play, iTunes, iHeart, or even on Deezer for you Spin Masters. You know, you take a break from your scratch pad and you can listen to the show.
Absolutely.
I'm sure there's DJs who are liking paranormal, you know.
You know they're out there.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. So we're talking about the great event we got coming up September 11th. So I would encourage all of the, you know, experienced ghost hunters. It's going to be a small event. We're not opening up like, you know, some of our privates will allow up to maybe 30 people. We're not allowing that many at this one. It's going to be small. And it's pretty secluded and controlled because of the information we got last year. We really are wanting to get some good
research wise. You know, you have to be conscientious of, you know, not anything against our newbies. We love to see you come to the jail.
Yeah. And we love to teach you things. Yes. Like all the new people, we love helping you and they all have questions. And you know what? We love that. And we will help anybody along. And no question is a dumb question. You know what I'm saying? When you're getting into it,
when you're just starting out, you know, you have to ask questions. So,
and we enjoy helping people learn. Okay.
For this event, we need to carry on the research of what we're finding.
Yeah. Right. And we'll probably start releasing some stuff after this one on, based on according to some of the findings we got, you know, 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, we will be having, we do have a public hunt coming up this Saturday. Any of you listeners out there don't have anything to do Saturday? Come on.
you have to meet some of our resident spirits.
Oh, too. Yes, absolutely. and we do have some spots open. And that, you know what, that's Mikey in chat. Hey, Mikey.
Hi, Mikey.
Yeah, Lori Dorsey and Vicky's going to be here, and they are so good too. Them girls get some great stuff on the SLS. They'll show you guys any new people how that works. I mean, we are so in tune with sharing knowledge, okay? We really are, and we'll help anybody out, no doubt about that. And
no worries if you don't have any equipment, still come. Don't let that stop you.
No, we will show you how to get started with nothing.
Yes.
And we know how to do it. And we will show you how to do that.
So don't let that stop you from coming and meeting all of our resident spirits up here.
Yes. And I think then we've got, okay, so Saturday we've got a public hunt with spots open. You can find tickets at 187pi.com or on Facebook. You can just type in 187pi. We'll pop up our nice little police looking badge. That's us. Tickets are there. Then we'll be at Madison, the MadCon 5 in Madison, Ohio at Madison Seminary, September 17th. And then October, the hunt we're doing in October is, of course, get ready for it, folks, because we've done it the last few years in a row. And my gosh, has activity been off the chain, and it's All Hallows Eve. And I'm sorry on the day that it falls on, but it is what it is. You know, some things you have to bite the bullet. Like, you know, September, actually the 11th is Sunday this year. You know, it puts a damper on some people, but it is what it is. And I think, what is it? All Hallows Eve is on, what is that on? Oh my gosh, you guys are going to want to kill me, hate me. The 31st, y'all, is on a Monday. Get your day off work now, okay? I'm telling you, the investigation is going to be off the chain because we have found, you know, they say the veil is thinner. I truly believe it is thinner because we get some amazing stuff during Halloween up here. So that's not posted on the board yet, but it will be by the end of next week. We're going to release the tickets. It goes pretty quickly, so be on the lookout for that.
November, we're going to be at the Soaring Eagles for The Michigan Con.
Yeah, the Lorian chat said they kept talking. They do. They just, it is crazy on Halloween, folks. I believe like the dead are walking the earth. They really are.
You newbies out there, come to that date.
You don't need no equipment. No. We all got a lot of equipment. We will help you out. Okay, so keep that on your calendar, October 31st. I know it's not the most opportune day, but it is what it is. Some things that fall on certain days, we still got to roll with it because of what it is. So we've been getting a lot of interactions with a new sheriff in town up here. And who is it, Rhonda?
It's Mr. Ed Keeley.
Ed Staley. And the funny thing is about,
oh my gosh.
You know, I'm going to tell it.
Yes, I know. Here we go. Here we go.
Okay, so I got a book with the pictures of all the sheriffs.
Oh my gosh.
I do. I've got it in a booklet. And let me tell you, Mr. Ed Staley, I think, is the most handsome sheriff.
Sorry, Sheriff Keeler. You can take it up with her tomorrow.
But Sheriff Ed Staley, he was one nice looking fella. And
I'm telling you what, he's just been so out there with some of the things he's been doing lately.
Okay, so he's not told me to get out and all of this kind of thing. But there's been some mediums say that he's afraid that if he's mean to me, that I'll make him leave the building. But here's what I really think. I really think he's nice to me because I think he's hot. I don't know. I think
she lets it be known.
So. I think he's a good looking guy. My gosh.
I have to agree. I mean, he was a very attractive man for the time period that he was here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, but he's just been.
He's been off the chain.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so here's something. There was. All right, so you know he was a sheriff back in the 1960s or 1860s, so a long, long time ago, right? And there was a big case under him, and there's also been some controversy under his reign and how he became sheriff and stuff. But I'll tell you, you know, you got to remember, back in the day, the dungeon cells. I got firsthand word that minorities were kept in those cells back in the day, right? So the ones in the basement. Okay. So there was a team that was here, and I think they were just, you know, trying to take it in all the spirits that are here and everything, and didn't really know who's who per se, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So they were getting, Sheriff Staley was talking to him in the basement, and they told him to get out of the basement. And the fella says, "Are you an African American?" And Sheriff Staley told him to F off.
he
was just an angry, angry man then.
He has been off the chain. They've just some of the stuff, even with Doogie, and they've commented on stuff with Jack Osborne and Doogie.
Oh, they were calling for Jack Osborne. Oh my gosh. And Sheriff Staley wants to see him again.
Yes.
And oh my goodness. So he, like, if he doesn't like the line of questioning and stuff like that, he tells them, get out of here. You
yes.
know, it's,
yep.
And he's not a nice fella. He's like rough and tough, you know, like the Wild West kind of guys.
Yeah.
And I've had talks with Sheriff Keeley upstairs, you know, and Keeler. And he, I don't think the two sheriffs mesh too well. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Keeler is very fond of Staley. And Staley is overstepping, I think, trying to overstep.
Yes. And I don't know if that's because he says, hey, I was here first. You know, and then Sheriff Keeler is probably thinking, well, I did my whole reign there. I was the longest reigning sheriff. So
he was,
you know, I don't know.
But Staley was a sheriff first.
He was.
And he is a like in your face kind of guy.
Yes.
And I think there's a little bit of tension there. And so I was asking Sheriff Keeler, I'm like, well, have you seen Ed Staley in the building? And he's like, yes. I'm like, where have you seen him? And Keeler's like, in the basement. I mean, I've got recordings to back all of this stuff up, you know, so I would never tell something that's not true. I'm like, okay, you saw him in the basement. I'm like, have you guys got together? Have you had talks? Do you chat? Keeler wouldn't answer any of the questions like that. And I'm like, are you friends? Are you? I am no answer. I'm like, are you over the top part of the building? And and Sheriff Staley runs the, you know, the basement. Yeah. No answer. And I'm like, okay. Does he ever come upstairs? And Staley says, yeah, I come upstairs. A full blown sentence like that. And I'm like, oh, holy crap. Because we were on the third floor talking to Keeler and Staley brought himself up there. And I'm like, ah.
I'm not so sure. I think that he's trying to push the issue with Sheriff Keeler, and I'm not so sure Sheriff Keeler's liking it.
I think he's trying to, Staley's trying to overstep a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what it feels like. And last week, and the last investigation we did, this is a public hunt. We were up there and a guy says a full on sentence that says, I just don't want to fight anyone. Remember that, Rhonda? I'm like, oh my gosh. Is Staley like trying to put the dukes up or what? You know what I mean? I don't know, but there's a little bit of animosity between the sheriffs, I think.
I feel like that's true. That's a true statement. Yes. I feel that.
So this is gonna be very interesting. Oh, Lori Dorsey says in chat, feeding his ego even in the afterlife. Hey, hey, you know what? It's for real. So I just got to let it be known.
She calls him Sheriff Hottie. So if you hear her talking about that.
Oh, my. That's probably the only reason he's nice to me. And then Vicky said she's got to see his picture. Well, I'll show you this weekend. Yeah, Don't you worry, girl. Don't you worry. I will show you what he looks like. And he's on my phone. That's sad.
Oh my gosh, it's already started.
Look. Well, I do think he was a good looking fella. But I have the utmost respect for Sheriff Keeler. To me, he's the alpha in the building.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes,
he's the boss.
Absolutely, yes.
And I will put that out there. He's the boss. He's the alpha. That's who I talk to the most. That's who I talk to about what we're doing up here. I talk to him even about crazy stuff like the grass, like the flowers, like the everything. I mean, it's.
And he'll let you know if you do a good job or a bad job.
Right. So I'll tell you what, folks. We've been having so much fun. But you know what? We've come to the end of the show.
Wow, went fast.
And I got a private that's supposed to show up anytime. And I got to let him in. So with that being said, I have to close the show. And I want to thank everybody for taking time out of your busy schedules to listen to the live broadcast tonight. And if anybody actually heard any EVPs, because it's been known to happen, they've talked on the air before, send me a message, let me know. I won't be shocked. And thanks, Rhonda, for coming in and being on the show. And I look forward to seeing Vicky and Lori tomorrow night. And
you're most welcome.
Any of the rest who are listening who can make it out,
come on.
I wish everybody to have a great rest of your evening and a fantastic weekend. So, good night, friends.
Good night.
You are listening to WBHM Digital Broadcasting, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.